acknowledges political influence has compromised the church. Zaka raises concern over erratic power supply despite energy investments. And Uganda's 2026 presidential race heats up. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia EFZ board chairperson Pom Susu has acknowledged that political interference has compromised the role of the church and weakened the stance of some clergy. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Mususu said politics has increasingly influenced the church, resulting in divisions among the clergy on key national issues affecting Zambians, such as the death of former President Edgar Lungu. Yes, it is true that the church has been compromised, especially on matters of politics, but there is need for the clergy to overcome this, said Bishop Mususu. He urged church leaders to return to sound doctrine and biblical principles, which he emphasized are the foundation of an uncompromised church. Bishop Mususu further called for unity and integrity among church leaders, stressing that only a principled and independent church can effectively guide society and hold leaders accountable.
I think to deny it is not correct. To embrace it, it must also be correct in a sense that we are mindful of some of the church that is still standing. So I've said even to politicians, and in fact I know that politicians know us better. They know those who are compromised. They know those they can seek and be given help. They know. I think I can safely say that the politicians know us better.
Nyimba, Member of Parliament Menyani Zulu, has urged parents not to shy away from disciplining their children out of fear of violating human rights. Mr. Zulu said there is need to strike a balance between protecting the rights of children and allowing parents to instill discipline, which he argued is essential for moral upbringing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, the lawmaker noted that some parents have become hesitant to correct their children because the rights of children are entitled to various laws and conventions. Mr. Zulu warned that this situation poses a risk to the moral fabric of society. The moral decay that the nation is experiencing can also be attributed to the lack of discipline among children, said Mr. Zulu. He called on parents to embrace responsible parenting while ensuring that discipline is exercised in a manner that promotes growth and respect without infringing on children's rights.
Even the Bible allows a person, a parent, to discipline the kid. There's no way the Bible says you are not to discipline your kid. So if the Bible allows us to discipline the kids, what happens to the so-called human rights organizations? Today I tried to whip my kid. You know that my kid will walk into police and say that I've been abused by my dad, I've been beaten, assaulted, and I'll be sent to jail. Because these groupings in Lusaka who are paid by the so-called human rights organization, they'll fight that. So I think as a parliamentarian again, maybe it's time we also need to move.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the continued erratic power supply in the country, despite what it says are massive government investments in the energy sector. This follows an announcement by ZESCO Limited that the beginning of 17th August 2025, electricity supply would be restricted to 5 hours daily due to maintenance works at Mamba Collieries. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala questioned why significant investments in the energy sector have not translated into improved power supply. It is so unfortunate that despite all the investments, there hasn't been any improvement regarding power supply, which leaves nothing to be desired, said Mr. Sakala. He further expressed concern that load shedding appears to be worsening and wondered why ZESCO continues to rely heavily on Mamba Collieries for electricity generation. Mr. Sakala urged the utility company to instead invest in establishing its own power plants, warning that overdependence on a private company poses risks to national energy security.
Going.
The Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has intensified efforts to address the capital city's long-standing water supply and sanitation challenges through immediate interventions, institutional reforms, and long-term investment planning. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovu says the company has developed both a water supply investment master plan and a sanitation master plan for Lusaka province, targeting 100 service coverage by 2035. Mr. Nzovu said that the plans have been rolled out through annual operational frameworks and strategic projects aimed at expanding access and improving reliability. Under the Lusaka Sanitation Program, the company has undertaken major works, including the relocation of sewer pipelines near Parliament Motel and Mass Media, a project now 80% complete, said Mr. Nzovu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that the sewer lines in Desaya and Kaunda Square have also been upgraded, while Chupata and Kanyama Level 1 hospitals have been connected to the sewer system to eliminate recurring sanitation risks. Mr. Nzovu said that on water supply, the company is drilling boreholes in various constituencies, including 24 boreholes across Lusaka province and an additional 20 in Matero and Kanyama. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the one radio station. Updating on the business side, as usual, midweek, straight into currency market, 1.35 is a pound, 1.1. I'm looking at a strong or New Zealand currency, 1.16 is euro, 0.64 Aussie dollar, 7.17. I do have the Chinese one. And doing well, Indian rupee, 7.06, just in case you need to go Mumbai or so forth, 17.71, Johannesburg or any other towns of South Africa. That's where the currency rand is. And on commodity side, I'm seeing the copper price, drops it 9.68. $80.10, 49.48 nickel. Those driving is 66.27 a barrel. That is your Brent crude and 63 on the jet. So I like we go on with this rate. Pump price gonna go down. And the international market where the commodities are concerned is 522.75. That is wheat 402. Your corn maize 8100. I gotta give you the cocoa price. The international market is African guys and 1033.508 soybeans. Sort of on an upward swing. On the stock markets, FTSE 100 on a 9201, Dow Jones 44922 staging. And of course, Lusaka Stock Exchange doing very well, 22685.94. Standard Chartered Bank shares did well yesterday. They only are trading at 2 kwacha 72 ngwe Standard Chartered Bank per share. Now, to all of you where the kwacha is concerned, I can say it's stable. We are on a 23.657.6, and it's been there since Monday. Hopefully goes that way. But TBU's underway. So the Treasury bills, the usual one, borrowing almost 2 billion kwacha by the government, comes in tomorrow. They'll precisely going to give you the figures on a Friday and results on a Friday. High likelihood is going to hold the kwacha where it is as strong, I would say, 23.57 across the bank's average. Enjoy your lunch. It's bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa News, the 2026 presidential campaign in Uganda is officially underway as both the ruling party and leading opposition forces take landmark steps. On August 19, the National Resistance Movement unveiled President Yoweri Museveni as its candidate for the January 2026 election. His official campaign portrait was revealed by senior party figures, signaling the beginning of the campaign period. As anticipation builds, Museveni's campaign promises continuity, stability and development, while the opposition is mounting a vigorous challenge, relying for a new era in Uganda's political landscape. Coming up shortly, Kremlin plays down Zelensky talks as Trump warns Putin may not want to make deal. This and more. Stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy. But some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. The Kremlin has played down talk of an imminent summit between Russian President Vladimir